Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the Zero Breeze Mark III portable air conditioner. Buckle up, folks. This is gonna be a breezy one.
Ooh, portable AC. Sounds perfect for these scorching summer days. So, what's the deal with this Mark III? Big improvements?
Big improvements, but big price tag too. Think double the cooling power of the Mark II, hitting a chilly 60 degrees in just a minute. It's like a mini fridge for your face.
Wow, that's impressive. But you mentioned a price hike? How much are we talking?
Hold on to your wallets, because it's $1,300 for the unit without the battery. The battery itself is another $600. So yeah, a hefty investment.
$1,900 for a portable AC. That's a serious chunk of change. Is it really worth that much?
Well, the reviewer, Chris Null, raises that exact question. He calls it a beast of a device and questions its practicality for casual outings. I mean, a cheap motel room comes with AC, right?
Huh, good point. But what about serious outdoor enthusiasts? People who spend a lot of time camping, maybe.
Even then, he wonders if there aren't better ways to stay cool in a heat wave. Though, he admits comfort is hard to put a price on, especially outdoors. It's a tough call.
So besides the cost, any other downsides?
It's significantly heavier than the Mark II at 22 pounds, plus another 14 for the battery pack. That's 36 pounds total. Not exactly grab and go.
Oof, that's a workout. Anything else?
The reviewer encountered a weird E18 error on his first unit. Something about a water overflow alarm. But Zero Breeze wasn't very helpful in explaining it. He had to get a replacement unit.
Not a great first impression, but okay, let's talk pluses. It cools quickly and powerfully, it's quieter than previous models, and the battery life is almost 5 hours, which is a solid improvement. What about the design? Any changes there?
Yeah, the design's been streamlined. A cleaner, more polished look than the Mark II. It also has some nifty features, like stackable batteries that charge in sequence.
Stackable batteries? So theoretically, you could run it for like 10 hours.
In theory, yes. But remember, each battery is $600. It gets pricey fast.
True. So who's this ideal for then? If not for casual users or even hardcore campers?
I think it's aimed at a very specific niche. People who absolutely need portable AC, regardless of cost. Maybe for certain work environments, remote locations, or emergency situations.
I see. Interesting. So, final verdict? Is the Mark III worth the upgrade?
If you've got the cash to burn and absolutely need that extra cooling power, maybe. But for most people, the Mark II or even another portable AC might be a better value. It's a powerful piece of tech, but the price is a major hurdle. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you. Hard to justify that price tag unless it's absolutely essential. Thanks for breaking it down. This has been a truly illuminating discussion.
Absolutely. Until next time, stay cool out there, folks.
Goodbye.